Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
When I'm in Mexico and the church is full, and I get excited, but when they call me to preach, it's almost empty. And I say, why? It happens because all the kids that go to their classes, and we have a lot of kids, so they fill the church. And when they go out to their classes, they stay just mom and dad, and there's a few. But I'm excited. Well, thank you very much for letting us to come and to be part of your church, and also that you be part of about being a missionary in Mexico. I praise the Lord because I'm excited to be here. I'm from Mexico. This morning I was giving my testimony because I see a new people, and I see right now a new families too. So I'm from Mexico. My wife is an American. That's Diana. Diana, can you turn that way so they can see you, how beautiful you are? Okay. We got married in Mexico because Diana was a single missionary and I was a Christian in a Baptist church. And she went to work when that church. And for 2 years, I worked together with her and I fell in love. We got married and we moved to the United States. And I was in Holland, Michigan for 12 years. And I finished my school for being a missionary pastor. And also the year 2000, I was ready to go to Mexico. And I remember to come into this church a long time ago, almost 23 years ago. And I was so excited because I always love small churches. I don't like big churches. When in Mexico we get in big churches, I just say, okay, stop. Now don't come anymore. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking, but it's to have a small church is beautiful because you know each other, you fellowship, you share everything, and that's good. And in Mexico, that's the idea, is going to Mexico to plant churches so people can get saved and they can fellowship and they can come to know each other, but also to worship our wonderful God. So you and the Navarrete family in Mexico, we've been 24 years or 23 years. So if you can go to the next slide, please. Our theme is shining before men, shining before men. We had to do that more because we know the light. We know that Jesus Christ is in our heart and he is the light, and we need to shine the light everywhere. Okay, next slide, please. My favorite verse of the Bible is Matthew 5:16. You know that by memory. It's, let your light so shine before me that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I love that part because being a missionary, I learned a lot because I was a Christian for a long time, but I was just thinking, they teach me, to be a Christian is to come into church, to sing, to give you money, to say hi, God bless you, and go home and be a different person. So when I went to the seminary and I was been in Mexico for 23 years, I learned that it's wonderful to be shining the light of Jesus Christ. Next slide, please. You can see there's information about Mexico. Mexico is 31 states. There is this number of people, 110645154. I don't know how to say it in English, but you know.
110,645,154 in the country.
In the country. So you can see there is a lot of people. Mexico City is the site of Chicago and land, but there's 32 million people in Mexico City. So you can see there is a lot of opportunities to share the gospel to people. There's 2.2 million cars driving every day, just cars, okay? You need to add more buses and trailers and that kind of stuff. So when my wife say, when we're here in the United States and my wife say, let's go for a ride, I say, okay, honey, let's go. Because I know there's not going to be traffic. But in Mexico, when she told me, said, we need to go buy stuff for the house. And I was getting nervous because I had to drive in 2.2 million cars every day. Can you imagine that? So I bring that because every car, at least one person drive. So you can see there is 2.2 million people that we can share the gospel when we're driving. Now I'm going to show you later how we can share the gospel when we're driving, okay? Next slide, please. Mexico is in darkness. Darkness. Black. So I praise the Lord because there's 200 Baptist churches in Mexico, in the country of Mexico. So there is need more missionaries. We need more missionaries. They need more people to share the gospel because there's a few lights in there behind us, Mexico City, Mexico, the country of Mexico. So you can see Mexico City is in darkness. And next slide, please. And Mexico City is in darkness because we have culture and tradition. I know a little bit about United States. I know the people from other countries that were coming to United States and to build this nation. And it was by base about the Bible. There were a lot of Christian people. But Mexico, people from Mexico, they from the beginning, they teach us to we had to have God's image, saints. Because Mexican people believe there's a lot of gods. And they teach us that when we want something from any god, we had to do a sacrifice. Next slide, please. If you can see, I know that you work here in the United States and you save a little bit of money and you want to go to vacations, and you choose to go to Mexico to see Cancun, Acapulco, Puerto Vallarta, and those kind of stuff, and you go see these places. Those places, for us, they're not good because they used to sacrifice people for God. Can you see? I don't know if you can see right here. There's no kids here, but what they do is they pull the heart from the people. And they were thinking that was the right way to get okay with God. So you can see a lot of Mexicans, they learn to be in darkness. Next slide, please. The Spain people from Spaniards, they come and conquers. And they took the sacrifice away from us. But they give us two things. Religion. One thing, but in that one thing, there's two things. We have priests, and we have the image about Mary, or the Virgin Maria, or the Mother of God. And a lot of people, they believe that she is the number one. So if I'm sinner, or I'm doing something, I can go to the priest and say, priest, I want to get okay with God. And he told me, well, you had to walk on your knees, you had to do this, but you had to go to the Mother of God and say, forgive me. And they believe that she's going to God and say, forget about Tony. Tony is a good guy, and you know, he's doing this and that. So you can see Mexico is in darkness. It's terrible. And I know here in the United States, they're Catholic too, but I don't know if they believe the same. But in Mexico, for many years, we believe that if I want to be in heaven, I had to do this. Go to the priest. The priest is going to tell me what to do. And I go to the Virgen de Guadalupe. Okay, next slide, please. Also, Mexico is in darkness. This is me. No, I'm not trying to make funny about black people, that kind of stuff, but I was teaching to the little kids that I'm a pastor, but I was in darkness too. Somebody had to share the gospel to me so I can be and shine the light of Jesus Christ. And I praise the Lord that because when I was 18 years old, I did it. And so from that day, I tried to be a teacher in this church, and deacon, and finally, someday I decide, oh, God called me to be a pastor and also to a missionary, so the year 2000, we went to Mexico, and this is a church, the second church that we already have planned, and next slide, please. So you and Diana, TJ and Alisa, and me for the year 2020 to the year 2022, we plan already two churches. Valle Dorado, Las Trojes, Metepec is the third church. It's going to start in September when Diana and I, we go back to Mexico. Right now, there's 25 people waiting for us so we can start planting the number three church. But also, we have a school, Buena Tierra Centro de Enseñanza Bíblica, and Diana is going to say in English because I don't know how to say in English. How you say Buena Tierra Centro de Enseñanza Bíblica?
Good Soil Bible Training Center.
Good. She speaks English very well, no? Good. That's why I married her. Next slide, please. So you can see this is the first church, Valle Dorado Baptist Church. The year 2000, we got there. There was nobody. Well, there was like maybe 12 people. And we got to work for 4 years. And we ordained the pastor, Gonzalo. This is me and Tia and Alisa. And that photo over there is the church. That church right now is doing everything by themselves. What do you mean when I say that? They don't call me. They only when they have a big problem they call me. But right now, so far, they're doing everything, and that's good for us because we teach. Okay, so you know. The next slide, please. The next slide is about the church, Las Trojes Baptist Church. If you can see, there's Diana, me teaching the little kids. That's why I love this church, because the churches that we already planned, we start with kids. We went and played basketball, football, baseball with kids. And because they see we are different, they go home and they say, there's a weird guy that he never said bad words and this and that. So they come, mom and dad, they say, well, what are you teaching to our kids? And I say, well, we're teaching about the Bible. So, and we share the Bible to those people and they get saved. And that's how we start the church. The first one and the second. Next slide, please. If you can see, that's the church. There's almost like 75 people. That guy over there sitting on the table is Kur. That guy over there is me. Man, I was very handsome. Now I don't know what happened. Well, anyway, so Kur is right there. Kur is a man that he was attending to the church. He got married with an American woman. They moved to the United States, and I was like, oh, man, he's never going to come back. But last 2 months, he called me and said, Pastor Antonio, I want to go back to Mexico. So praise the Lord, because he's right now a pastor in Pennsylvania in a church, and he's going to Mexico maybe in 2 years, because he needs to raise his support. So he is going to be in Mexico. Kur and his wife and 3 kids. So pray for Kur, because he's going to be able to help us to build more or to plant more churches. Next slide, please. This is Las Trojes. That's the second church. It's the same photo, but I put this photo because this guy is Marcos. Israel, I forgot his name, Filiberto, Gabriel, and Jose Luis. This guy is the pastor. He is from that church. He was a normal people believing in the Virgin Mary, the priest, but because their kids went to a church, they got saved, we start praying for him, and someday he went to the church. We shared the gospel, and he got saved. So he was, for 5 years, he was attending to the church every Sunday. One day, he comes to me and say, Pastor Antonio, I want to be like you. I want to be a pastor. And I say, okay, you can come to the school and learn about you. So it took us 7 years so he can be ordained and be a pastor. Right now, he was a deacon. He was helping me. He was preaching. And now he is the pastor. Next slide, please. So he is the pastor of the church Las Trojes. Right now, that's the school. And that's how he got ordained to be a pastor of the church. But also because he went to the Good Soil Bible Training Center. Can you believe that? It took 7 years. But I was so excited because I saw from the beginning He was a new Christian. He grew in Jesus Christ. He was a follower of Jesus Christ, and now he's a pastor. He's helping to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Next slide, please. You can see, this is my favorite because I was supposed to put this slide, but I forgot. But he is right here, Marcos is right there. You know, normal guy, normal Christian. But 7 years later, he got ordained to be a pastor. That's exciting for me. I don't know about you guys. Okay, yeah, and all these guys that got graduated, so they're deacons, they're teaching, and maybe in the future they can come to be somebody and sharing the gospel. I don't like to say pastor because, maybe God can make pastors, not me. Okay, next slide, please. This is the school. This is the second class. So the first class, it was the other guys, and this is the second. There's almost like 12 people. They're getting ready. They don't know what they're going to do. Because what I do is I go to the church and say, who wants to learn about from the Bible? And they say, well, I can do it. And there's, we start reading the Bible, seeing doctrines and that kind of stuff, maybe 4 or 7 years. And maybe when they're 2 years in the school, they come to me and say, you know, I can be a deacon. Or I want to be a pastor. Like Kevin. Kevin is this guy. Kevin, he's 17 years old. Come to our church, he got saved, he saw me maybe a year preaching, and he say, Pastor, I want to be like you. And I say, okay, you can come to be a part of the school. You had to be faithful at the church. And later, I learned that he was 17 years old. So I was like, okay, Kevin, you're 17 years old. You're supposed to go and play Xbox, Nintendo, looking for a girlfriend, and you want to be a pastor? He said, yes, Pastor, I want to be like you. So he is at the school, and right now, every Tuesday and Thursday, I give classes online to those people. So that's why sometimes if you call me Tuesday and Thursday, I'm not going to answer the phone because I'm teaching to those people. And I'm excited because I went to those people before I come to the United States and I say, you guys, I'm going to be in the United States. And they say, Pastor, please do something so we can take more classes. We don't want to have 6 months with no classes. So I almost cry because for a pastor or missionary, when people ask you to do that, it's because they want to do something for Jesus Christ. So, next slide, please. So, right there is Kevin. So, pray for Kevin because he, maybe in 2 years, when I come back, maybe 2 or 4 years, we're going to start coming back more because we're 7 years or 8 years ago is too long and you forget about me. So my wife and I, we're talking that maybe every 2 years we come, so we can come and talk about Kevin, that maybe he can be the pastor from the third church, or I don't know, you know? So pray for Kevin. Next slide, please. In September, my wife and I, we go back to Mexico to start the church, the number 3 church, and that's going to be in Toluca, Metepec. Metepec is right here. Is Las Trojes Church right here? Well, Robert, and Metepec or Toluca is, I forgot, it's right here. The star, right here. Sorry, I'm moving too much. So if it's 1 hour driving from where right now we are. So pray for Metepec. Remember, Metepec, so it's the new church that we're going to start. Next slide, please. You can see in Metepec, we already doing something. Every 2 months, we go to Mexico, to Metepec, and we do missions. That means we share the gospel with people and also Bible studies one by one. One by one is a material from ABWE. It's 24 lessons. It's the base doctrine for churches. So, and also we're training people. Next slide, please. If you can see, that's me teaching the guys, and pray for this guy. His name is Raul, and his brother. those guys, I believe they're going to be the leaders of the number three church. Raúl and Juan Carlos. Raúl and Juan. So please pray for those people, because when I go back in September, I'm going to start working 100% with those guys so that we can build the church, the number three. So next slide, please. And this is like, I love it, because when you teach something and the people is doing what you're teaching, it's exciting. So the second church, Las Trojes, is already doing missions. Can you believe that? Because they sent that lady, Alicia and Julio, to Pisa Flores. That's 4 hours driving in distance. To a Pisa Flores so they can share the gospel. And they're already, there's like 10 families getting together. So I'm excited, because what I teach to the people, they're doing it right now. So, and they teach it to other people. So I praise the Lord for that. Next slide, please. I'm going to leave that slide for a few minutes so you can see and how you can help us. And if you can open your Bible, please, in Matthew 5:16. And I'm supposed to say, Happy Father's Day. I love you guys, because you are being a father and faithful. Right? In Mexico, we sing song. Recuérdame cómo va la canción, Diana. Feliz, feliz cumpleaños deseamos para ti. El día que soy del día del padre, feliz, feliz cumpleaños. So, right there in Spanish. I know, it's not funny. I don't see me. Okay, Matthew 5:16. If you can go to the slide of Matthew 5:16, please. Matthew 5:16. It's a wonderful passage for me, because let me read it for you. Say, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I remember coming 20 years or 23 years here. I don't know if Pastor you remember, but I used to have a lamp like this. Okay. And I was teaching the NMEX, like a Christian, sometimes we know the gospel, we know to come into church and read the Bible. So let's see if we carry the light, we're going to be walking like this. If I want to walk and see where I'm walking, I carry the light like this. But if I want to see more the way, I pick it out a little bit so I can see where I'm going, and also a little bit forward. But also, I learned that a lot of Christian people put the light behind. And they're walking like this because they're embarrassed, or because they don't want to share the gospel, or because they have 1 foot on the church and 1 foot in the world. So we're walking with the light behind. Or sometimes we're walking like this, you know, and we see a best friend, and we put the light outside, over there. And you go and talk to your friend. Hi, friend, how are you? No, you know. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm a Christian. Let me carry the light, you know. But let me tell you something. In Matthew 5:16, to understand this, we need to make 5 or 6 questions. First, the first question is, which light I'm going to carry? The light of the pastor? The light of my work? The light of my family? No, we need to carry the light of Jesus Christ. We had to share the people that we are believers. We believe that Jesus Christ is the light. John 8:12 told us that Jesus is the light. And John 8:12 say, I am the light. I am the light. So the second question is, who? Who is going to carry the light? The pastor? The missionaries? The deacons? No, the light had to be carried by everybody. Everybody. John 1:12 say that me, Antonio, has to carry the light of Jesus Christ. Not the pastor. Let me tell you something, because sometimes people ask you, are you a Christian? Yes, I'm a Christian, and I'm going to the church way over there. You know, that's not the right answer. I'm a Christian because I believe what the Bible says to me, and I'm a member of that church because I like to go over there, because they teach me about Jesus Christ. But I'm a believer because I believe what the Bible says, that Jesus Christ is the light. He's my Savior. 1 Peter 2:9 also say that who carries the light, or who is going to carry the light, is the church. Or you're going to carry the light about the programs that you got, or because some people, they're good. No, you have to share the light because you believe who is Jesus Christ. He say, I am the light. In Matthew 5:16 say that you had to shine the light of Jesus Christ to the people. The third question is, when? When are we going to carry the light? Just Sundays? I'm sure right now everybody is a Christian. You don't have to be shining the light here. You need to shine the light over there, at work, at school, with my friends, with my family, because they are in darkness. And more, if I'm a father. If I'm a father, I have my wife looking over me. My kids, they're looking at me. So they're going to do what I'm teaching or what I'm shining. So we had to remember which light, Jesus Christ, who, me, when, every day, every moment. Number four question is, how are we going to do it? We're going to do it like this? Or like this? Well, let me tell you something. Being in Mexico, I learned something that is so exciting for me. I'm going to take my suit because kind of it's hot in here, but also because I have lights in here. Okay? Because remember, we had to shine the light of Jesus Christ. Okay? So, How we gonna share the light or shine the light? Matthew 5:16 told us that first I had to believe in Jesus Christ in my heart. Not in my head, in my heart. And when I do that, when I do this, I know that the blood of Jesus Christ is gonna forgive me. And when I believe that, you know, it's going to happen. I'm going to be shining the light. I'm going to be shining the light. And I don't carry anymore the light, because the light is in me. So if I walk this way, you guys are going to see me that I'm shining the light. If I move my hand like this, you're going to see that I'm shining the light over here. You know, I know you're going to say, okay, if I'm with my friends, maybe I can turn off the light. Well, if you do that, this light is going to be always in you. And someday, you're going to answer questions to Jesus Christ and say, why you turn the light off, or why you're not shining anymore, you know. So Matthew 5:16 told me that Jesus Christ is a lie. Not me. Not my church. Not my good things I do. It's Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ lives in me, in my heart. And because he lives in my heart, I'm going to be shining the light. How you're going to shine the light? When you go to the store and the lady or the man is taking your money and she's going to say, I don't have change. You, oh, come on. You're supposed to have chain. No? And we say other things. Like a father. How I'm going to share the light. If I'm shining the light like this to my kids, is when my wife say, honey, we need to buy more sugar or more coffee or more whatever. What? That's not enough what I give to you? You know I'm working 24 hours and you ask me for more money? Our kids, they're sitting right there looking at us. So when they get married, they're going to do the same. So what kind of testimony you sharing to your kids? How are we going to share the God? How are we going to shine the light to our kids? When my wife says something to me like the same, I need more money for buy this. Okay, sweetie, I'm going to give it to you. Yeah, I know there it's difficult because I do the same. Once in a while, my wife asks me for money and I say, what? That's not enough for I give it to you? But I had to remember there had to be shining the light. And there's many, many examples. And I think you can think and I think you got it. So which light we're going to shine? Jesus Christ. Who? Me. Not the pastor or the missionaries. You. And you can do it right now here because a lot of Mexicans and a lot of people from Central America, they're coming to your country. So I know Mexicans, sometimes we stink, you know, because we don't take a shower once in a while, you know, or we do things that are not the right way. You know, one of the first things, I'm going to tell you something. This is true. If I'm a Mexican and I come to the United States, the first thing that I had to learn is how to drive. Because in Mexico, we don't have respect to the law about driving. If we see a light, a red light, we just put the gas more. Serious. Stop signs, they're options for us. Serious. So when I come in with my wife and I'm driving and I see a red sign and say stop, I say, okay, I'm going to put more gas. And my wife says, now, you have to stop. Stop. Slow down. Why? Nobody's coming. You know? Well, I'm going to be a little bit backward. To learn to drive, okay, I know how to drive. I had to go and take my license test or to get my license. In Mexico, we don't have to do that. It's an option. Serious. So if you can see when you're driving and a Mexican go and say, oh, he don't know the truth. So I'm going to pray for him so he can come to know about Jesus Christ. Because it's not about culture. It's about knowing Jesus Christ. Because if you believe in Jesus Christ, yesterday I was teaching in my home church about 1 Kings 2:1-4. And one of the things that King David said to Solomon, say, walk in the way of Jesus Christ. Be like Jesus Christ. Not Hebrews, not Egyptian or Mexican. Be a follower of Jesus Christ. So the last one, why? Why I had to carry the light or shine the light? Because the people is in darkness. John 12:35 teaches that everybody is in darkness. I'm a Christian. My wife is a Christian. My kids, they're in darkness to the moment they believe in Jesus Christ. But sometimes we think because we are Christians and we bring our kids to church, they know the truth. No, we have to shine the light to our kids. One day I was teaching, I was giving my testimony a long time ago, and I say that I went to jail. My son was sitting over there and say, "What? You're a criminal? You went to jail?" Because I never told him my testimony. I never talk about that. So that make me think that we had to tell our kids how Jesus Christ is our Savior. The church is going to do it, but sometimes they forget our kids because they come every Sunday only. But when us, it's every day. And the last one, where are we going to share the gospel? Everywhere, not just here at the church. Because every morning you come, every Sunday in the morning you come with a big smile. Well, I don't know, because me, I wake up, I take a shower, and I'm hungry because my wife don't make breakfast. So I'm coming and say, "Honey, I'm hungry." "Oh, sorry." "Okay." I get to the parking of the church. I open the door and I see my sisters in my big smile. "Hi, brother. God bless you. Oh, I'm so happy to be here." Oh, my goodness. 5 minutes ago, I was fighting with my wife in the car. Don't need to be shining here. Go shine over there. Everywhere. So, every church, when I come to every church, I give a homework. I have two homeworks for you. Homework. One, I have lights over there for sale if you want to buy. You can buy and take it. I'm just joking. Nobody laugh. Okay? No, it's not true. I don't have lights for sale. But you know the lie. You know who is Jesus Christ. And I believe it's in your heart. The second work I have for you is that every time that you drive and you see a Taco Bell, please pray for me and my wife. And I know there's a Taco Bell around here, okay? So every time that you see, pray for us, okay? But don't maybe it's in your way every day. You go, "Oh, man, every day I have to pray for this guy." So, sorry. If you want to be part of our ministry, you can come to Mexico and be missionaries, or you can, every time that you drive and see a Taco Bell, pray for us, okay? Let's close our eyes and pray. Let's pray. Dear Father, you're so wonderful. And thank you because you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the light in this darkness place. I pray in the name of Jesus so we can believe in you. We can be faithful in you. And we can be shining the light every day, every moment to our families, to our friends, at work, or wherever we go. Please, God. I know that the time that you come in for your church is close. We don't know the day and the moment, but we know there are things happen around us. They told us that you come in soon. Please help us to shine the light everywhere that we go. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.